bringing Gary home. The Dunn family story.
It's 9 o'clock at night and we're now heading on the motorway from Liverpool to Manchester Airport. This is the final chapter now in what's been a very long story for the Dunns. Somewhere in the sky above us, a jet travelling from Malaga. On it is Gary Dunn's body and this his final journey before he touches down on British soil for good. Lee, if I could just ask you how you're feeling. You know that he's up there flying back here to Manchester and this is it now. This is what you've been waiting for.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just so excited. And it sounds silly to be excited to be collecting your son's body, but it just means such a lot to have him home, to be able to now have a final chapter and to be able to bury him in a decent burial and just be able to go and see him. It's just unbelievable. It really is. I'm excited, but I'm sad at the same time. I'm anxious. It's all a mixture of emotions. It really is.
Are you feeling nervous about that moment when you actually see the coffin come off the plane tonight?
Yes, definitely. Definitely nervous. Obviously, we don't know what sort of reception we're going to get at the airport. We don't know if... or should I say how they're going to take the coffin off, but we know the coffin will be coming off. We know we've been allowed onto the tarmac, which is very unusual. In fact, I don't think they've heard of it before, where the family are allowed to go onto the tarmac. We have to wait for everybody to come off the plane first, and then we can actually go and collect his coffin.
And Stephen, what about you? You must be thinking about what that moment's going to be like. You've probably been imagining it for the last 3 years, and now here we are, just an hour away.
Amazing, just can't wait now. As I say, I just want to run as quick as I can. I just want to get to the airport now, park up, and go and meet the people that we need to meet, security staff who are going to escort us through. I'm half thinking to myself, what am I going to do with, you know, we've been told that they'll have to let all the passengers off the plane first and take all the passenger luggage away before they'll do the cargo of Gary's coffin. I'd just be dreading it. I'm sure by now, if Gary wasn't on that flight, he'd be touching down in an hour and 10 minutes. I'm sure if Gary wasn't on that flight, we'd have had authorisation, or we'd have been notified by someone above, like in Spain or the UK, the government or whatever. But I still got one little last niggling feeling in my mind, if that coffin wasn't on that plane. Anyway, it's a horrible feeling I've got, and because we've been let down that many times, and even yesterday there was a couple of complications regarding Gary's passport and the death certificate and paperwork being in order, and the Spanish being so pedantic on certain issues, and I just don't want anything to go wrong now. I just want to see that coffin on that tarmac. That's all I want to see right now.
Well, Gary Dunn's body has just been taken off the plane from Malaga. His coffin is now being wheeled out onto the tarmac in front of me. From here, it'll be loaded onto a hearse and taken back to Liverpool. The coffin draped with an Everton flag, the club that Gary loved. And clearly an emotional night for his parents, Stephen and Lee, as they stand alongside it. And they know that their battle to get their son back home is finally over. Well, Stephen and Lee, you're standing here now, both with your hands on Gary's coffin, and just tell me how you're feeling at the moment.
Just absolutely ecstatic, over the moon. Never ever thought this day would come. Like I said, on the way down in the car, we really thought at the last minute there'd be some hitch, and now there isn't, and now I've got him home.
And what about you, Stephen? I mean, this must be such an emotional time after this 3-year battle that you've been through.
Yeah, amazingly emotional, but I'm upset, obviously, because my son's dead inside the coffin, but I mean, I'm just so happy because he's here. I'm just absolutely pure relief. It's incredible. I've got my hand on top of the coffin. I'm just trying to wake him up, like, everything, but it's just fantastic. He's home. 3 years of really, really incredibly hard work and fantastic support. And you know what? It's been worth it because look what I've got in my hands. I've got my son's coffin in my hands, so he's home, he's here. We've done it. We've won, we've done it.
You can see as well his coffin's draped in a couple of Everton banners. Obviously, that meant a lot to him, didn't it, the football club?
Oh, God, no, I feel he's a mad Evertonian through and through. And more importantly, he was a sportsman, but he was a big Evertonian. And he's going, you know, where he's going to, back to Suez now, over in our park, his coffin is waiting for him there. And it's a beautiful Everton coffin. It's really, he'll be picked after the week, mainly. And he'll be proud to be there. I tell you, he'd have picked it himself. If he had to choose one himself, he'd have picked that one because it's a beautiful coffin. Lovely Everton Blue and the big Everton crest right down the side, and it's fantastic and it's just incredible relief.
And Lee, just describe that moment where he came off the plane, how you were feeling and what you saw.
Oh, just saw him sliding down the chute and the four people just picking him up and putting him into the box to bring him over, and the chaplain actually went down and made sure that he came off the plane and said a prayer as he came off. It was lovely. It was really fitting the way they'd done it, very respectful, and it was lovely, just the way we would have wanted it.
And what happens next from here? I know he's just about to be loaded into the hearse and taken to the Chapel of Rest.
We're probably leaving here in the next 5 or 10 minutes or so, with Sue going back to Sue's Chapel of Rest, and he'll be there till the week on 2 weeks tomorrow when he gets buried at in Liverpool in the cathedral and then into Allen. It's just time to, I know, time to reflect, and time to just chill out for a little bit. You know, thankfully Sue's advised us an awful lot in taking a bit of time out, you know, not just get him on Thursday, bury him tomorrow or Monday and make mad plans and rush into this. It's been a long, long battle, a hell of a long way, and Sue's been giving us some great advice, and we are going to make it to 2 weeks now. As I say, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow for his funeral, and that gives people time. I'll be taking anyone at all who wants to go over to Arrow Park and see Gary and say a prayer, and you know, God knows what, you know, and Sue's there for us, and you know, and I'll go across the water 10 times a day. It doesn't bother me. I'll ferry anyone back, left, right, and centre who wants to go, and just can't wait to, I don't know, and just, I don't know. I can't believe how happy I am because he's here.
It's just been amazing, and now we've finally got what we want. It's amazing, and the funeral's going to be just amazing. It really is.
Celebration of his life.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah, because that's what Gary'd want. He'd want, you know, he'd want respect, dignity, but more than anyone, he'd want a laugh, he'd want a celebration, he'd want everyone to be happy, and, you know, he didn't like sad times, he didn't like, you know, anything like this, did he, really? But at the same time, he was very dignified, Gary. He was a pure gentleman, simple as that. He was a gentleman. And he's going to have a funeral with the absolute utmost dignity, so much so. And look at this. What we've done here in the last couple of hours is more... There's been more dignity shown here in the last couple of hours than what there has been in 3 years in Spain. And I sincerely mean that. So, a lot more dignity here.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.
After a Liverpool family spent 3 years fighting to get their murdered son's body home from Spain, a top politician's vowing to make sure it never happens again. Northwest Euro MP Arlene McCarthy helped the Dunns in their battle. Now she says laws must be put in place to stop another family going through the same ordeal.
I learnt of their terrible ordeal. I learnt of the problems that they were having in trying to get Gary's body back. And I said I would help, and I also promised them that when we got Gary back that I would be here with them. And to be honest, at times I thought it would never happen. I did think that the bureaucracy, the paperwork, the problems that we kept encountering were so immense that I just felt that everything was against us. But, you know, I think there was a turning point that when we took the petition down, which I understand now there's 95,000 people signed the petition, that when we took that down to the Prime Minister's office, I think that was a turning point for us, because once we got the Prime Minister involved and once he spoke to the Spanish Prime Minister, I certainly began to feel very optimistic that Gary could come home. And, you know, when I saw them tonight and when I saw them, their faces when they saw the plane land, I wouldn't trade that in for anything. It was fantastic for, and a privilege for me as their MEP to be there to see them finally get Gary home, because that's what it was about. It was, you know, for many people, I always say, you know, it's a pretty basic request, isn't it? If your son is murdered or dies somewhere else, that you can bring him home, have a dignified funeral, allow your friends and family to pay their last respect. It's a shame it's taken 3 years, but I am really happy for them now that we've finally got there in the end.
And as you said, this was about bureaucracy and red tape and cutting through the laws of another European country. I mean, is this something that happens a lot, or is this quite
isolated? Yes, I mean, I think it is an issue that we are we're trying to find solutions to. We're talking you know, to different departments about you know, this was a pretty exceptional case and a horrendous ordeal for Steve and Lee, but you know, other people lose loved ones. You know, would they maybe on holidays? I mean, we've been here with the airport chaplain. He's doing this all the time. he's meeting people, you know, if they come home, and maybe they are bringing a body home under different circumstances, a natural death perhaps, but it's just, we find that basically families need help, they need sensitivity, they need comforting, they need to understand what's going on, and if it's in a foreign language and it's a different system, that's not easy for them. So we want to now try and set some rules in place that will apply right across the European Union to help families when they lose their loved ones, and to help speed up and simplify the process of getting their loved ones back home.
I'm Carly, I'm Gary's eldest sister. We've had our seventh child, a son, and he's born healthy on the 9th of March. We've decided to give him the name Finlay Gary, so we've called him after my brother. It's not just a mark of respect, but I'm proud to be able to call my son Gary, because for me, Gary was a really special person. I mean, for the age of 22, he touched that many people's lives. You know, there's going to be hundreds of people at his funeral. There's not a lot of 22-year-olds who touched that many people while he was alive. I'm really proud to be able to call my son after my brother. I like to think he knows. I'm sure he knows that he's got another nephew, and I'm sure he'll be looked after, he'll be blessed. We are a close family, and I'm sure between us we'll do him proud. You know, there's not just Finlay now, there's, you know, he's got seven nephews and nieces, and there's Kieran as well. So with all of them, I'm sure we'll all make him proud.
As you said, you've got seven children. Does it make you sad that Gary's not around to be an uncle to them and to see them grow up?
It does. It's soul destroying, to be honest, because I think he would have been a fantastic uncle. I mean, he was a great dad. So, you know, he would have been there. He would have been there for them. I'm sure he will be there in spirit. I'm sure he will.
One thing that's really struck me from obviously meeting your parents and meeting Ricky and meeting the whole family is that you were a very close family, and you seem to really be pulling together now despite all the tragedy that you've been through. I mean, this is a time for family to stick together, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's only in a time like this when you realise just how important family is. You know, some people don't get the opportunity to pull together, you know, and although this is a tragedy, it's been a strange kind of a lesson for us as a family, because we appreciate each other a lot more now than we used to, and I think we've got Gary to thank for that. I think that's his legacy. His legacy is he's brought our family together and he's made us a really strong family.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.
Hundreds of people gathered in the sunshine here to say goodbye to Gary Dunn as his specially made Everton coffin was lifted from a horse-drawn carriage. The crowd broke out into a spontaneous applause. During the service, there was much laughter as Gary's dad, Stephen, paid tribute to his murdered son, remembering the happy times they had in Spain before their paradise was shattered. He also said thank you to all those who've helped during their three-year battle with Spanish authorities to get their son back on British soil. He's being buried in Allerton Cemetery this afternoon, finally bringing some peace and comfort to Gary's friends and family.
So this is it. The day has finally come. We've had Gary's funeral, a very moving service. I'm here now with Lee and with Sue Porter, the funeral director as well. Mm. How are you feeling at this time?
Can't explain it. I'm so happy. It's unbelievable. Honestly, everything's perfect. The service was perfect. Without this woman, I wouldn't be anywhere. She's done so much. She really has. She's just guided me through the whole loss. She's not just a film director, she's my friend. And she's made it possible to have such a good day. And everything just ran smoothly. No problems. Nothing. It was just... it was a funny service, because it was remembering Gary, the eulogy. It was... Everyone was laughing and everyone was crying. And then we had the music and people were crying. And then we just brought him out to set cars. Everything just went like clockwork. It was just perfect. Couldn't ask for anything more. If you were getting married, you couldn't expect a better service, but...
And it was a fitting tribute, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. 100%. Just what Gary deserved. He got what he deserved.
Very, very sad for the occasion, and but naturally over the moon that Gary's finally going to be laid to rest in the next half hour or so. Wonderful service, absolutely beautiful. And to go out on it with the service that he's had in the cathedral like that, he is now finally getting some dignity that he fully deserves, Gary. You know, it's only right that what's happened now, it's only right.
You read a very moving eulogy in there, and there were some funny moments in it as well. You got the whole congregation laughing. It's important to remember the happy times, isn't it?
It wasn't funny for me to stand up there in front of all them people. But if it was all right, I'm happy with that. Yeah, it was just like I say what Gary was like. Gary was just a laugh and a joke on us. I got all the time, you know. Everything had to be done with a bit of love and a bit of affection and a hug and an embrace and a laugh and a shoulder. You know, Gary was just, that was Gary all over, and that's what he's all about. And if it went that well, the speech, I'm delighted, because, as I say, that is just my baby, isn't it? He was my baby, so... Just finally laying to rest in the next half hour or so, and you know, someone we can come back to and see him all the time and talk to him, say hello, take care, and too. And we know most importantly of all, we've won this battle with the authorities, and you know, we were never, ever, ever going to give in. Absolutely no way was it given. And finally, justice has prevailed. We've won our battle and we've got him home.
I just can't believe it. I'm so happy, but I'm still sad, because it's a sad day, but I'm trying to look at it now not as a funeral but as a celebration of his life.
I think it will emotionally hit us after you've buried Gary, but you know, grieving, I don't know if we've done that yet. I don't know if I've grieved yet properly, to be quite honest, because it's just been never-ending hassle and pressure.
It's a complete turnaround of emotions. I mean, I'm sure there's other people who've gone through this, like the soldiers that have been killed, and they're waiting for the loved ones to come home, and they're happy when they come home, and I'm sure they feel the same sort of way I do. It's a guilt, because you're feeling happy that you've got him there, even though you're never going to see him again.
Being told, oh yeah, you know, you're going to get him back now, and then getting another phone call a day later, no, it's not happening. And for it to be happening now, we can finally grieve now and move on and just get on with my life and my little boy.
The injustice that happened should never happen again. And I think they will not rest if even one person has to suffer the same as they have. So I think in that sense, the fight will never end.
There's still an awful lot of things to do, you know, legal-wise over in Spain, unfortunately. The biggest thing is Gary's home. You know, I don't mind being on their soil to do what I have to do. The biggest thing is Gary's back on our soil, and that's what matters. Gary's back where he belongs, where he's born and bred.
Bringing Gary home, the Dunn family story.